Page 78, second column, bacteria. Now, what is bacteria? Bacteria is a microorganism and it helps in communicable diseases to be transferred from an unhealthy person to a healthy person. Now, you have to learn all the characteristics, each characteristic, at least minimum three characteristics you should know. So, what is bacteria? Look into your books. It's a one-celled organism. Now, what is an organism? Organism means it is a living thing. That is, we are talking about both plants, animals, and organisms which we can see under the microscope. Now, they are smallest organism and they are found in the environment. Now, what are the diseases they are spreading? Number one, cholera. You have to learn the name of the bacterium, singular of bacteria, who transfers the cholera disease. Where it is, number one point is waterborne disease. The name of the bacterium is Vibrio cholerae. It is transmitted by flies. It contaminates water and food, and it rapidly spreads when sanitation conditions are not good. Go down below the picture. The word is typhoid. Who transfers the microorganisms? That is the bacteria. The name of the bacteria is Salmonella typhi, and it is found in the intestine of man. Human infection is direct, and the bacteria spreads through fecal matter of the housefly. Fecal matter means solid waste. Solid waste of an organism is called the fecal matter. Next, page 79, tuberculosis, short form TB. Name of the bacterium who spreads it, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, and it affects all the parts of the body. It spreads by inhaling infected droplets through coughing, sneezing, talking, spitting. So therefore, we should all be very careful when a person is coughing and sneezing. We should use a handkerchief and we should always stand at a distance. Then come to the next word, diarrhea and gastroenteritis. Loose motion, which lasts for 24 hours. Name of the bacteria is Escherichia coli, protozoa and viruses. Then come to the next word, whooping cough, that is pertussis. Who spreads it? It is found mostly in children. Name of the bacterium is Bordetella pertussis, which affects our underlying respiratory tract, that is our passage for taking in oxygen and giving out carbon dioxide. There will be coughing, and the person, when it is they are coughing, and the droplets of, that is the droplet infections, can get spread into the atmosphere and affects the person. Now, how can we prevent it? By taking the vaccine called DPT, that is diphtheria, pertussis and tetanus, which can immunize the infants from three diseases, that is diphtheria, whooping cough and tetanus. These three words are given on the first column, last line. Now, what is diphtheria? Name of the bacterium is Corkybacteria diphtheriae, and it affects the mucous membrane. Mucous membrane means the secretion. What is mucus? That is secretion by the inner membrane of our body, and that is inner membrane. Here, what is the inner membrane? The inner membrane of the nose, the throat, the tonsils. It spreads by discharging from the affected region, that is the droplets. Then come to the word pneumonia. What is pneumonia? It is a disease of the lungs and commonly found in old people. Name of the bacterium is Diplococcus pneumoniae, and it spreads through the sputum. Sputum means the spit of the patient. Then come to tetanus, that is the lockjaw. Name of the bacterium is Clostridium tetani, and it results in, second line, muscular spasm, muscle pain, paralysis, lockjaw, and it is commonly found on rusted iron, horse dung, etc. Then go to plague. Name of the bacterium is Pasteurella pestis, and it is carried by rats, and that is the rat flea. And the rats die by plague. The rat fleas leave the rats and they bite the humans, and that is how it gets affected.